This video explains the process of uploading electronic theses and dissertations in Libre. The Institutional Repository, or Online Archive of Scholarship, created by the University of Virginia community. UVA graduate students can add electronic copies of their dissertations and master's theses, providing immediate access to their work to a wide audience. The new Libre process is integrated with UVA's Student Information System, or SIS, and radically streamlines the current print process. Students may separately submit their dissertations to ProQuest Dissertation Database. To get started in Libre, students authenticate by selecting Sign In and providing a user ID and password to the university's single sign-on service, NetBadge. And then see confirmation of the successful login in the upper right tab. Then they select Add Your Work. If the defense milestone in SIS has been completed, SIS will communicate that information to Libre, and the student will be presented with the option to submit their thesis or dissertation. After making this choice, students will find the author information already filled in, as found in SIS. They may edit their name, but to ensure consistency of data between systems, computing ID, academic plan, and institution cannot be edited. The student must provide the computing ID for their primary thesis or dissertation advisor, and then click in one of the following fields like first name to see that information automatically filled in from the UVA directory. And they may add information about additional advisors in this way. The title of the work is provided via SIS. This field cannot be edited. If the student notices an error in the provided title, they will need to go back to the school to have the information updated in SIS. Students will need to actively agree to a license. Libre is an open access repository, meaning that anyone can search, view, and download content unless the student's school chooses to restrict access to the UVA community, which in my example, mine did not. So I'm going to make my work available to everyone. At this time, only one PDF document of less than 100 megabytes will be accepted for upload, containing the final approved version of the thesis or dissertation. The degree information, type of document, and the date approved are all provided via SIS, and students may not edit this data. Students can add additional discipline information that may not be available in SIS. Students may provide an abstract, information about the language of the work, and any notes or keywords that may aid discoverability or provide further context. I'm going to copy and paste an abstract that I have from a separate document. The school may allow students to delay the release or embargo the document for a period of time. Students can preview the work to see what the Libre listing will look like prior to submission, and then continue to edit before submitting. When all required elements have been filled in, the student can submit the form. Information like abstract and keywords can still be edited by the author, but the document cannot be withdrawn. This concludes our overview of uploading electronic theses and dissertations to Libre. If you have any questions, please visit the Libre main page. Thank you.